can be seated.
There is a praying spirit within me, oh. I pray and not I.
Follow me. I don't like your beat.
I pray and not I that pray. I pray and not I that pray. There is a praying spirit within me, oh. I pray and not I that pray. I pray and not I that pray. I pray and not I that pray. There is a praying spirit within me. Oh.
I
pray and not I that pray. I pray and not I that pray. I pray and not I that pray. There is a praying spirit within me. I pray and not I that pray. I grow and not I that grow. I grow and not I that grow. There is a praying spirit within me. I grow and not I that grow.
If you walk in the light as he is in the light, the blood begins to walk automatically.
In the spirit, I saw three people that are bound by the power of darkness. What I'm talking about is that the obvious lack of improvement in many areas of the lives in the family can be traced to occultic activity and witchcraft activity. I can see it clear. Three. I cannot say whether all the three are here, seated, or some of them is online following us. Stop playing that song. Wait for me to sing my own. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Precious blood, oh Jesus. Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It was His white death snow. Precious blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Close your eyes, close your eyes. Focus.
Oh, the blood.
In Jesus' name, wait. Let it be that the only thought in your heart, close your eyes. Don't open your eyes. Close your eyes. The reason why you are closing your eyes so that you'll be able to focus. Can you see the space? There is always a space that is within a man that is as real as the physical space that you see. As you see that space, you can see the things we speak about, the blood and the realities of God is real in that space. So when we sing again, you sing with meditation, and let it be that the only thought consistent, persistent in your heart is the thought of the blood. The blood of Jesus. When you begin to think on this again, then the power of God will be released. The power of God will be released. Once we bear witness in the presence of the anointing of the Spirit of God to the reality of the blood, then something must happen. It's a must. Oh, the blood. Let's sing together. Oh, Jesus. Don't sing too loud that it will not allow you to meditate. Oh, the blood. Oh, Jesus. Precious blood. Oh, Jesus. It was His white dance. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Precious blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It's a fountain. It washes white and dead. You can see the blood come upon circumstances, come upon your life, your family. No work of the devil can stand. No witchcraft. No. The blood undid them, not now. More than 2,000 years ago, He undid the work of witchcraft. It doesn't matter whether they went to the depth of the sea and did the charm. The blood has undone it. The witchcraft, doesn't matter whether it's in the seventh level of witchcraft and necromancy, the blood has undone it. It will not undo it, it has undone it. It doesn't matter whether the arrow of sickness, arthritis, cancer, doesn't matter that the arrow that they shot in your business, shot in your home, the blood of Jesus has undone it. He's not going to undo it. It has undone it. As we sing again, by our song we bear witness to what the blood has done for us. And then based on our meditation and consciousness, we release the same possibility in our midst, in our lives, in our families, in our walk with God. The blood has undone your addictions, your weaknesses, your infirmities. He's not going to undo it. The attacks, the agreements, the covenant. The blood has undone all the basis of legality that Satan can ever bring. It doesn't matter the agreement, whatever it is. The blood has undone it. It will not undo it. All you need to do is to agree with the blood. Agree with the testimony of the blood. Agree.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, white and dance.
There is somebody that lost the sense of the presence of God for long in your life. The blood has come to speak, so that the presence will come back. It will come back heavily. The Lord has remembered you because of the blood in His mercy.
Oh, Jesus, precious blood. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, white as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus, precious blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
We ask you, Holy Spirit, to bear witness to the blood. We ask you to bear witness. In the next 2 minutes, bear witness to the lives of people here online. Bear witness to families. Bear witness to businesses. Bear witness to the blood. Bear witness. Bear witness. Bear witness.
Precious blood of Jesus, washes whiter than snow.
No occultic manipulation, witchcraft can stand.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Precious blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
Amoro soso falahanatai, lekabo soso panatai. I see a terminal sickness going.
Precious blood of Jesus.
Doesn't matter whether the sickness travels in the family line. It is stopped now.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Wash Jesus whiter than snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
coming to you.
Oh Jesus.
On the cross, there is love for me.
think all of you need to go for training. You need to go. Stop. Go. Don't worry, go back. All of you need to go for training. You cannot be cutting us off consistently every day. It's a serious disturbance. Very big one. I pray that God will show us mercy in Jesus' name. But as of now, there is nothing I can do by my human power. So let's stop here and hope that God will continue with us later. Amen. From where we stopped yesterday, we were able to touch a few things. Can my volume be a little louder? We were able to trace the origin of the blood, how the blood came about. And then we saw that the potency in the blood is as a result of the fact that a life is embedded in it. So we begin to measure the potency of the blood based on the life that is in it. Amen. So we extended the revelation. We read the book of Leviticus chapter. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Leviticus chapter 17 verse 11 to maintain our doctrine, and also supported it in the book of Genesis chapter 9 verse 4, both of them making the same statement, emphasizing the same fact. So for the life, okay, anyone, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the flesh is where? I didn't hear you. The life of the flesh is where? So that it will mean that the shedding of the blood is the shedding of life. And I also showed us quickly that life varies in quality. And if it is true, then there are maybe three things we need to check under a subheading. But before then, there are three points I made. I will repeat myself so that you'll be able to refresh your memory. One is that life is invested in the blood. I think I've already said that. Number two is that to partake in the potentials, to partake in to be involved or partake in a blood is to also partake in the potentials, and not just potentials, the history, and not just the history, but also the destiny of a life. So when you partake in a blood, you have also partaken in the history, potentials, and destiny of that blood. Actually, what makes a blood powerful is a collocation of all these facts. Because when you say my life, you need to understand what God to understand by life. That life is beyond an existence. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Amen. There are some people not with me. Life is beyond existence. Can you get me? So, have you heard people say somebody is existing but he's not living? It will mean that to truly live is more like you are spending money. Are you getting the point? It will mean that there is something to spend. I got a case one day. They said that these Yahoo boys, it's not normal Yahoo boys, there is this new Yahoo now that is involved, that they use people to do charm. Can you hear me? Oh, you better hear what I'm saying, because I'm teaching real life practical issues. They said, what is the problem? They said that they took a lady to go and do charm, only to find out that there is no battery. I mean, the lady doesn't have back. How did they find out? They found out the lady has been used for charm before. You are not getting me. I'm telling you that life is not, when I say this life now, I'm not meaning mere existence. For that kind of lady now, she's just existing. She's not living. There is nothing to spend. Can you get this point with this?
It is clear. So, what they are looking for in the charm is the potentials locked up in your destiny. That's what they exchange. Is it not true?
Yes, yes.
The power, sometimes the longevity you are supposed to live upon the face of the earth. That's what they do. They go to the witchcraft coven and drink blood or exchange life. What are they trying to do? They want to also take the fact that you have the capacity to live long upon the face of the earth. Sometimes they do something and manipulate the fortunes that is supposed to come to you. It will now come to them. It will mean that what is really life is not that you woke up in the morning and went out. That what is life is this investment. Can you get this? So for that lady now, is she still alive? And I can show you support scriptures to tell you that there are people alive but they are dead. And the scripture have told us many about it, that there are people alive but they are what?
Dead.
That's how my mother used to preach, do morning cry those days. She used to say that an unbeliever is somebody that is alive but dead. And it's a truth in an extended form. Is it not true? When you are not born again, you are dead, but not physically dead. You are dead to God. If you can understand this point, you will now know what we actually mean by investing life. So what is the potentials that is in the life of Jesus? What is the potentials that is in his life, even the life that is eternal? What is the power that is in his life? What is the destiny that is in that life? Are you seeing what I'm saying? It's not everybody that is qualified for charm. There are people, if they want to use them for charm, they say, this one, no, if you walk. I'm looking for, because the reason why I use this negative is not as if I want to use it work, but in our setting now, that's the best thing I can use for you to literally connect with what I'm saying. Are you getting the point? There are people, there are some sacrifices, they will tell you, bring a youth that is not up to 30 years. I was told of one sacrifice that they used to have to install the traditional ruler of a place. They said it's 7 human heads, not any human, young men. Some they will say virgins. What are they looking for? It will mean that there is something in that life that is beyond the fact that somebody is physically alive. Are you getting the point I'm making? So what is really life in the context of priesthood is not just that somebody is physically alive. So somebody can be physically alive, but the worth of that life in the realm of priesthood and in the realm that matters is very small. You will not get this thing I'm saying until you ask God about men like Moses. You will find out that the life of all the Israelites combined is not equal to the worth of the life of one man called Moses. Have you checked your Bible? Go and check it. God told him, stay one side. Let me use you and raise another. Let me clear all the children of his brother, everybody included. Forget. You remember all the prophecy, all the thing God was saying from Abraham, Isaac. God now said, I want to kill everybody. I want to. The children of Joseph included. You don't know. So for God, are you with me? That one life is worth more than any other. The people that will help you to understand this is maybe US, United States of America. If you touch one of their citizens, what's your village? Alai. Oh God, they will come to Alai and clear everybody there. For them, one of their citizens is worth more than anything. I need to tell you that is how God counts you too when you get born again. He's willing to clear all of hell for you. I say it's in the Bible. He said he can give Ethiopia for you. You don't know how many people have died because of you. Is it because you did not say fall and die? Sometimes for God to protect you, some people will die. I know some people have died because of me. Not because I don't pray fall and die anyway.
But for me to live, sometimes it might mean that some will die. After all, Paul came and said, some people came and bound themselves with fasting and said that until Paul dies, we are not going to stop. I want to ask you, will God allow Paul to die? So there are only two options. Either Paul dies or those guys die. Who is going to die? Don't go and keep yourself for witches. May them kill you. If they kill you like this, you are born again, Abi. They will put red carpet for you, welcome you to heaven. And should I even tell you? You will not believe it. But there is a judgment on your life for dying before your time. This judgment is not the judgment seat of the white throne judgment. It's the judgment seat of Christ, where people are judged based on the works they did, the things you did. I hope you know you'll be judged the way you spend this your life. I mean, as a born again Christian, I mean, you don't enter heaven like this. You'll be judged. I don't want to. God will help us. One day we'll teach it. There are people born again that will appear before God, and there's what we call outer darkness and gnashing of teeth. Go and read the Bible well. That context was not talking about unbelievers, actually. But that's not where I'm going. So many people think once they arrive heaven, it's okay. Now, lie, yo. Jesus said, if you are not, in fact, Jesus was the one that said, there are people I will be ashamed of before my Father. You don't know what he means. I mean, Jesus appears before his Father on that day and is ashamed of you. You will not understand. You are only thinking about it using mortal understanding. When you appear before his throne eternally and he is ashamed of you, it is not a small matter at all. As a matter of fact, the cross in the context of Jesus was called the shame. It will mean that all the summary of those things happening to Jesus was shame. In fact, for certain men, are you not a man? It is better to die than to bear some certain shame. Some men say it. Now, is it not true? A man lost, I was reading something, a man used to have money and he was providing for the family, doing all kinds, started a business for the wife and all that. I was reading it online somewhere. An eatery for the wife. Suddenly his job crumbled and all that. So he started staying at home, taking the children to school and all that. And after everything, now go and join the wife in her business. Women will always be women. You are not sure of darling and kneeling down until something turn. That's not where I'm going. That's why your eyes should be open in this Sabo now, where training is going on. That's where people's real character is open. It is better you trust the people you are seeing here. Because that one you are seeing for, you think is all good, no problem. That the people around you are not so good. You are a foolish man. Yes. Many people think like that. And then they go and buy markets. That's by the way. So the woman now, the man now finished and then came and joined the wife one day. As she was there, he was there, the woman was trying to serve others and there is not enough plate. He now told the husband before all the customers to go and wash plate so that they will serve others. So after me, wash plate. May you not wash plate in a restaurant you open for somebody. May you not. There are some things, there are some problems in families that will not come up if you don't lose your job. If your business doesn't crumble, love will be going on. I beg. There are temptations that are bigger than some people. Bible said temptations will come, but there are some that are bigger. May that one bigger than you not come. Amen. If you like, don't say amen. Anyhow that it happened, I will continue to be your pastor. If you suffer, I will be your pastor. I will not run away. If you are poor, I will be your pastor. Even me, I won't be poor. But if you choose that one, choose watching plate, I will still be your pastor. And if you come for counseling, I will not
Let me not say what I will.
So you better level. If you come for counseling, I will be measuring on the flesh. And the, for me, you know me, I will never come from the angle that somebody is right or wrong. I will come from the angle of what God wants to do. And what God wants to do, if it's me, I will say he wants to deal with pride. Okay, go and wash plates. So you need to avoid the event. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I saw the way this guy is doing in here like this. Oh, Galebo! So that the event will not even come at all. Amen. So the man that is watching plates now, as he has been phased out. So circumstances of life come and put people like that. I pray that it will not happen to you in the name of Jesus. Let me take a step back. Somebody help me back. Two steps back. Who can help me now? Anthony. Wait, huh? No, you took me three steps back. Two steps. Okay, one step. Huh? Huh? Somebody is talking to me from there. Uh-huh. Okay, that's true, but that, I think that's a side. Amen. Let me just mention the third point. We have not started for today. Today I just want to show us on the efficacy of the blood. Verse number 3. The blood carries the history of a life. The blood carries the history of a life. You know, I told you people yesterday considering the other point that it's possible for this young man to be 24, but he don't spend 70% of his life. I know you think that. Okay, I want to ask you, at the age of 33, did Jesus die early? Jesus was fully spent before he left. So what the life we are talking about is not about physical age, as I also said. Somebody can be 90, he is young. Because according to the life allotted to that person, he has not spent anything. After this last point, I will go back to the last point. I went for mission conference 2017 at Enugu with Reverend David Ogwele. So in that mission conference, those days, if he comes in like this, they lock the door and all that and all that. So one of the days he said, one man that was teaching on missions finished, he said, "We are looking for offering." You know the way he talks, when he spoke, everybody, we are running helter skelter. He said, "Where are the people coming for Jesus?" People started going. Me, I was still praying and checking my heart. So people were coming, young people, all kinds of people were coming. And then one man of 60 something years now joined them. The man is almost 70. When he came as he was praying for people, he now saw the man. He said, "Oh God, what are you doing? Even you too, join children. Can you jump fence?" He said, "Your time has passed. Your job now is intercession." Do you know the problem? Let me balance that event. The man have seen himself in the spirit and see that even though he's almost 70, his life has not been spent. In the battery of life, he is just 20%. Meanwhile, he is what? 70. You see the problem now? So when he arrives before Jesus, there is nothing to show. There is nothing to tell.
But there are men. All these great men we hear about, many of them died young, but they are fully spent. How many of you have heard of David Brainerd? Huh? You have heard of David Brainerd, the praying missionary? How many of you have heard of the message called Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God? Who wrote it? Who preached it? Huh? Who discipled Jonathan Edwards? Who discipled Jonathan Edwards? It is David. And David died a young man. He is one of the people that started the frontiers of American ministry. Meanwhile, his ministry is so fulfilled that the impact is still felt even before, after he has died. All these great men we hear about, many of them died young. The leader of the Welsh Revival? Huh? Who is the leader of the Welsh Revival? Who was the leader of the Welsh Revival? You are in trouble. Who? Huh? Who? You? Who? You don't know. He said Oral Roberts. Who said Ahe? You. Who is the leader of the Welsh Revival? Huh? Evan Roberts. She's correct. It's not Aura, it's Evan. Just that day two is Robert. It's not Aura, it's Evan Roberts. The man died young. He prayed with too much burden. He exhausted. It's not by the time he's living his life, even though he's just 40 something, it's a fully spent life. Your grandfather that died at 120 is young man. According to the measurement of life, he died young. So when your grandfather died, even though he was 120, people should be crying at the day of his death. You don't know what I'm saying. Let me leave it. There are people that died at 38. We should be saying glory. What a life spent. What a life spent. We should be rejoicing. But your father that is about to die at 80, we will cry at the day of his death. Because this, oh God, what a life that is wasted. A life that is not spent. The bar is 10%. What is the point I'm trying to make? There are things that makes for the value of a life. And the least of them is the age and time that is spent on earth. If you see many people that you say they are old, if you see them in the spirit, they are young, they are babes. And if you see some certain people you say are young, they are not young. They are actually elders in the spirit. Some of you, if you have encounter with Jesus, one of the things you will see is that somehow he maintains that youth. But there is a way you see him. It seems as if he's youth. It seems as if he's aged. It seems as if you cannot truly really trace. He is actually the true young agent. Because he's both young and aged at the same time. Amen. Amen. So the blood also carries the history. This is what I mean. I think I taught it yesterday, but I did not list all of them. But it's good I list it today. Huh? The things you have been doing, the blood carries it. The history of your means, the menu. That's why when you became born again, the blood of Jesus had to encounter your own blood. So that those things you did has to be purged. Say after me, purged. If time will allow us, I will show us two more subheadings in this. One, after the one of today is the efficacy of the blood. The coming one is the operations of the blood, which is about four. Then the last one is the ministries of the blood, which is where we start applying anytime we teach about any of the ministries we apply. For example, you taught
today on one of the ministries, even though you don't know that's what you did. Justification is one of the ministry of the blood. There is no possibility of justification if not for the fact that the blood came. Then if we come in the oppressions, sprinkling is one of the oppressions. After me, sprinkle. So the blood sprinkles. But when it sprinkles, it achieves things in the sprinkling. And in the sprinkling of the blood, there is one or two or three things that is achieved. Have you read the book of Hebrews? Check it. Sometimes the blood is sprinkles to cover. Sometimes it sprinkles to cleanse. Sometimes it sprinkles to purge. But it's an oppression. It's the working dimension of the blood. Are you getting what I'm saying? Just follow me. That's not where I'm going, but let me make the point and go. What we mean by oppression is when the blood comes at this instance, what is the shape of the work that it is doing? So the shape of the work that it is doing now is that it is sprinkling. Are you seeing it? There's another one. If I say the other one, you will now understand what I mean by oppression. Another oppression is that it speaks. It speaks. But that is not the ministry that it is trying to achieve. Sometimes the ministry that the speaking blood is trying to achieve is maybe justification, or to say you are righteous, but it will continue to speak. You know what it means to speak? Once you hear the blood is speaking, just know that there is a judicial context. It will mean that you are brought before a court, and in that court you lack the stature to speak, so something or someone have to speak. It's actually Jesus that speaks, but well, in the real context, he speaks by his blood. So it is the speaking blood that comes to speak for you in this context. And in the context of this justification, when the speaking blood begins to speak, what does it speak? It speaks on behalf of you so that it makes sure that you are not guilty. So when a man, are you with me? In your walk with God, when you started, when somehow, maybe you start feeling guilty, what is the oppression of the blood that you need? Sometimes speak. So what does the blood speak? We saw instances of what the blood speaks. For him, he said that the blood can speak mercy. It is in the power of the blood to what? Speak mercy. The blood can speak not guilty. These are the speakings. The blood can speak not in depth, not owing. These are the speakings of the blood. The blood can speak in a sense of discharged and acquitted. The blood can speak in the sense that even though you did it, we also release you. Because there are cases where you actually did something. In fact, in the case of justification, you actually did something. But the blood came and spoke. So in that case now, there is something or someone that is demanding. That is why they compare the blood of Abel and the blood of Jesus. Somebody is demanding that something should be done, and this other blood came and is saying, even though the demand can be legit, the demand can be legitimate, but when the blood speaks on that legitimate claim that Satan is making on your life, it will nullify it. So for some people, there are legitimate claims that Satan is making because of the fact that you came from a particular family. Some people say it doesn't matter, it matters. So your grandparents, your lineage, they killed people. Some of you came from a compound that they buried human heads that you cannot count, and you are just saying it doesn't matter. It matters.
They buried twins. They buried children. They buried young men and women. They buried pregnant women. Some of them are still crying from the ground. Some of you, when you do warfare in the spirit, you see some of those things. You don't know what you are seeing. In that context, you don't come with power. With an anointing and power does not do anything in that context. What works in this context is the blood. Suffer me, the blood. What oppression of the blood comes into play now? The blood have to speak. You can't speak. You lack the stature to speak in this court now. Because it's a court. I hope you know. It's a court, and something is demanding that something should happen. And you can't, you lack the vocabulary in the spirit. The blood has a compendium of vocabulary to speak in court of competent jurisdiction to bring you to the place of acquittal. So if you decide to speak for yourself as you have been doing, you lack the capacity. So that's why he has been winning. He won your grandfather, won your father, and he wants to win you. So you have to draw something out of the bag. And when you draw the blood, you have to emphasize on the oppression that have the capacity to bring you acquittal in this context, because it's a context of legality. Are you getting the point? And the person making the claim is not making an unfounded claim. They actually killed somebody in your family, and based on the things they are doing, they are enforcing something. They will go and sacrifice their cow. That thing they did that time is something, and that thing has potency. So you can't just say I'm born again now. No, you have to, because that thing is making a claim. God is not just a father; He's a judge. So He weighs those matters to see whether it is worth any sort. So you now cannot just be docile. You have to also bring a superior claim. This superior claim is based on the power of the blood. Are you getting the point? And the oppression of the blood in this context is to what? I'm moving ahead of myself. This is a lecture we should do later. But I'm just trying to emphasize something, that the blood has a history. So the history of the blood, your grandfather did the one he... Your great-great-grandfather did the one he did. Eh? Transfer to your great-great... And it transferred to your great grandfather. All this history is captured in the blood, transferred in the lineage and ancestry. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So, included in the one that your great grandfather did is the one your grandfather did. I mean, inclusive of the one that their own grandfather did. Your father now did his own. Then you now appeared and you say, I didn't do anything. See. Listen. David said, in iniquity did my mother conceive me. It will mean that there are... You know what is iniquity? I don't want to drift to... Have you checked the Bible? There are things you are seeing in the Bible you are taking for granted. Huh? I think I've tried to teach it here. There is what is called trespass. There is what is called abomination. There is what is called iniquity. I think two more. Help me. Transgression. Help me. Sin. I think there is one more. Anthony, help me. Justice. Who can help me? Tell me, help me. Think there is. Meanwhile, in the new covenant, we categorize all of them as sin. Huh? But if you want to be functional in the office of the priest, remember what we were taught during the prayer and prophetic conference. Many of you have forgotten it. He said, for thy people perish for what? Show me that scripture. Let's read the surrounding scripture. You will now see that the basis of the rejection, the context of that statement is priesthood. Are you with me? That we mean that a priest can be ineffective because of insufficient knowledge. So you can approach certain courts in the delegation of your duty and your emphasis will be ineffective. You are expending strength, but you are getting little results because you are not endued. You have not cared to search out requisite knowledge in this matter. You are armed with the tools and the arsenal, but you are not engaging properly because of lack of sufficient and contextual knowledge. And Satan knows this. Satan knows that the issue is not power. The issue is not whether you even have the authority. The issue now is that you are not brought to the relevant knowledge. You don't have the right kind of skill. See, are you seeing it? Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. I think you should write down this scripture. Because the one you have been quoting is just the A and you stop. My people perish for lack of knowledge. And you say, they will now say, whoa! And you go, what? My people are what? Destroyed. For what? Why? Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will reject thee. That thou shalt not, shall be no priest to what? Seeing that thou hast forgotten what? The law of thy God. I will also what? Oh my God. What is he trying to say? He's meaning that the power of a priest is dependent on... I was trying to say something, I think on Monday. I was trying to tell... it's just one person. One person was my audience as I was preaching. I was teaching my audience and I told the guy that priesthood have the capacity to teach, and that is why if the work of God will prosper in these last days the way we expect, then out of priesthood will arise teachers, and the name of those teachers is teaching priests. Now there are people that teach but they are not priests, and if you are not a priest, if you have not given yourself to priesthood, your teaching will be weak. Because you are not a man that is hewn out of the experience. So if the experience is not factored in your teaching, there will be many gaps in what you are saying. And you will not be able to bring men to functions. But when a man prays and is a man of prayer and begin to teach about prayer, it is a whole different ballgame. Are you seeing it? So now, in the days of Aaron and the priests, before they come out and teach something, because you are supposed to be, in fact, a priest in those days is automatically a teacher. It is an automatic ministry when you are a priest to be a teacher. Are you with me? Because it is given to them to explain to the people the laws of God. Are you getting the point? It is the priest that teaches men the laws of God so that they will be able to keep it properly. And so that God will be able to fulfill his word and tabernacle with them. So the job of the priest is not just, the job of the priest is not just to carry the people's problem to God. It is also to relate to the people the mind of God concerning matters. So that in the obedience of it, they will not fall short of what God has promised. Why is your eyes closing, Oga? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Or should we stop and pray? I'm about to open something. It's now that I'm about to open my teaching. Are you getting the point? So Aaron is a teacher. His sons are teachers. Because when Moses came down from the mountain, he came with something to be taught. And the people will continue to live in the ignorance of the laws of God. I hope you know that in the realm of the spirit, but people now say it even in the natural, ignorance is not an excuse. And so there are many things we suffer because we do not know. So the job of the priest now is to teach people the laws of God. So these people decided not to know the laws of God. So their lack of knowledge has disqualified them in priesthood. Are you getting the point now? So God said, I've rejected them. It will mean that you will lack the capacity to operate in the courts of God and in the courts of heaven if you are not endued with the right kind of knowledge. And I tell you people that this kind of knowledge is not just the one you search in books. The books will continue to confuse you and the things that people teach until you give yourself to the practical, the experiment. It is in the experiment, many times the things that you now stumble upon in books and in the Bible will be an explanation of your experience. What people have is explanations in need of an experience. But what is expected of us in the kingdom are experiences in need of explanations. So you appear and say, ah, this thing is happening to me. What does it mean? It is because you are a filled man. Huh? Ah, if you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
Should I push this thing a little or should we leave it?
Yes,
my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because that has rejected knowledge, are we also what? Rejecting. So there are things you need to know so that you'll be operative in that place. So when you are not conversant with the things you need to know, you appear before that place, and even though you have the power, the authority, the arsenals to destroy Satan forever, he knows that you are weak in understanding the laws and rules and legalities that govern the realm that you want to bring dominion over. And he knows that if you continue to gloss over it, are you with me? Oh? You continue, you say, and I'm born again, nothing happens to me. He likes you to continue to make that kind of statement. He knows his laziness. Many people that come and say, we are now born again, nothing now, is actually laziness. They are lazy to engage and enforce the things that is theirs. So they want to assume that once they are born again, it's laziness that is, they don't want to pray for 6 hours. They want to hope that once they are born again, it's equal to laziness. I used to see them. So, anybody, if somebody comes and tells you that if you are born again, you don't, it's over. There is no curses, there is no anything. Are you with me? And that person goes back and is fasting and praying and studying. Are you with me? That person has actually, he's telling you don't need to do anything once you are born again. The person is actually doing something. So, just because he's saying you don't need to do something and you are doing something, doesn't mean anything. Because me that is telling you need to do something is the person you need to hear. Because him is telling you don't need to do something and he is doing something. So, the one you are saying is not important, is the one you are doing. The power is in the doing, not in the saying. So, he said, Jesus have done it, you don't need to do anything. All you need to do is just to fast for fellowship. Pray for fellowship, eh? And then study for fellowship. It is still the same thing, my brother. It is the same. However you shape it, what is important is that there has to be fasting. There has to be what? There has to be Bible study. So if you say it's not deliverance you are doing, it's just Bible, no problem. So far you are doing it. Will you tell the Holy Ghost what he will do with what you are doing? There are realms. You come, if you say it's fellowship, if you come, do it for 6 hours and some things will remain in your life. The problem is the people that decide to be lazy and not do anything. Those kind of people will not see the fruit of what they have believed in. It is laziness that is causing it. Many people are, you know why people believe hyper grace and all this nonsense, the gospel of irresponsibility and not doing, is laziness. Human beings are created very lazy. They just want to be born again. You know why many people got born again? They heard that if you say, Jesus, come into my life, I believe, then all their trouble go. They don't want to walk. They don't want to go to business in the morning. They want, thought if you now say it, money will be falling on their bed. It's lazy. I'm telling you, they are lazy. They found that they when they hear people like me, they don't like it. Say, must I pray for 10 hours? What is this 24 hours? Some people used to see us the way we are praying. They said, this is of the devil. Oh, how can somebody be shaking like this? As if we are the one doing it. You would have seen me. I like quiet things. I know Doc. Doc know they like trouble. There is a praying spirit within you. Ah. I remember when Doc came, we used to sit here. We don't have all these things that time. Me and him will be arguing. We ask me about these tongues. I have all the evidence is still with me, even though you have forgotten. Eh? I will explain. Oh, I will tell him, don't worry, over time. Now he is a merchant of light. A merchant of prayer power. Eh? A custodian of the same reality. a disseminator of the same substance. Show him on the camera so that the man is hiding. Hallelujah. Amen. So let me tell you. Okay, the efficacy of the blood is hinging on three fundamental things. Number one, the owner. The owner. The owner. The owner. Kosi, are you not a human being? You have blood, Abi. I have blood. If they shed my blood and shed your own, is it the same thing? What is the difference? Now, remember, we are checking the efficacy. Are you with me? That's why sometimes for God to bring a balance in the spirit when there is warfare and the warfare is hinging on many legalities, he will allow some of his servants to die. Do you know why? The worth of the blood of a righteous person is not the same thing as the worth of the blood of many other people. So if God wants to tip it to his own side, sometimes he allows some martyrs, some people to die. Because the warfare now is a war of blood. So when it becomes a war of blood, he allows one or two martyrs, a few, sometimes not one or two. Before the gospel was established and the church became the governing influence over the whole world, millions of believers died for it. Millions of people died. It is in their death that the church began to have more ruling power and dominion. It is only in our days that the church is seeking dominion using the tools that are natural. They organize more seminars. Huh? They organize seminars. They want to bring influence in Nigeria, and the way to do it is to invite the same people causing the problem to come and advise us on what to do. That's not how to bring dominion. Dominion is a spiritual substance. If it's possible, sometimes we die for it. If I preach, and God say, hey, oh boy, it's time to die, we die now. I was telling my mother I want to die many years ago. He said, God forbid, stop saying that thing. You did not die when we are when they get better. He's now you finish university, you want to go and die. He said I should refund all the money. When I'm through, I can now die. Huh? What are you enjoying in this life? I don't enjoy this life. Me. Don't do what I'm saying. But me, I'm not enjoying it. What are you enjoying in this? That's why I'm like this. I sit down, I calculate this life. What are you enjoying? Look at the way they are stressing you. You are becoming old. People don't make a. If you sit down and check well, nothing is here. This world is not my own. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blues. Because me one open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Is Jimmy Reeves, Abby? Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven is not my home, then what will I do? The angels beckons me on heaven's open door, and I can feel at home in this world. You know, people like Precious Okafor can't sing it because his crypto is calling him. I'm okay. So we can't sing this song in this generation. There are many things beckoning on us. In those days, it's only angels calling men.
Let's be humble. We are not close. We are not close. Sometimes I weep in my secret place. What is it? What is tying me to this earth? Break it by your power. All these things we are praying, the blood also breaks you from the hold of the world too. And that one is, it breaks you from it. This world can hold you and tie you here. You just be running around doing the rat race that your grandfather did. Do the rat race your father did. You can't step out of time and see that this is all a joke. You will not hear what I'm saying. Solomon, God used Solomon to do example. So 700 women, he married 700. 700. Hey, Jesus Christ. You don't know what a seven. Imagine what we are saying. In the world of them, one man married legally, no girlfriend, not married, 700. Where did he find the strength? 700 married, then added 300 concubines. No. Solomon is the greatest. Huh? Then there are the ones that we did not make. These ones are official number. What of the unofficial number? Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is not my point. You are smiling. That's not. Listen to my point. This is my point. When he was through with all that experiment, he said, vanity of all vanity. So the person that is thinking, young men that is thinking is about having sex, is about women. Somebody has done more than anybody can ever do and said it's vanity. At the end, when you have wasted your life, you will find out what Solomon found out thousands of years ago. I mean, you probably find your own in hell anyway. So, sometimes it takes wine. Red wine. Huh? He takes it like this. And then he drinks it. Several bottles. Aged one. There is one that is aged for 50 years. He drinks it. After he has drank for long, he will tell the young man, take your eyes away from wine. But you know they hear. People will say, what is in alcohol? What is it? Solomon has used his life to experiment and told you vanity of all vanity. He wrote the best of chariots. That EQ you saw, in the next 5 years, it will be. In the next 10 years, they will use it and pack bamboo. I'm telling you, some guys, they will tell them, leave that damsel and follow Jesus. He say, I must marry you. I must marry this year. I must follow damsel. Huh? Some damsel think they are looking at themselves. They think they are beautiful. They are doing like. Go and check your mother's picture. She was more beautiful than you. Look at the way she is now. She know they even send. She go just tie up and they move like this. Oh, and I meant to rally. That's your father that is doing man of God now. Didn't you see his picture? There is this shoe they used to wear that is like this, and then they do afro. If you see the way they iron their clothes, it can cut your hair. You are not the first. Solomon was the one that said, there is nothing new under the sun. Don't be trapped in that. That's what I'm saying. That's what I meditate on. I say, God, take me out of time. May I function from the regions of eternity. Regions yonder. May I be motored by there. When I wake up, I say, Father, where are you going? Sometimes Jesus spent 12 hours to pray just to find out where the Father is going. Might not be subject. This how. Let me not preach another message. I have a burden.
My burden is that anybody that see me or hear me will live time and live from eternity. Huh? Why do you want to have money? Why do you want to marry? Why do you want to be governor? Why do you want to be president? Why do you want to have a church? Why do you want to start a ministry? Why do you want to be anointed? Millions of anointed people have come and gone. The earth still remains. There is something more important than it, if it is true. So number one is the owner. Are you with me? The reason why the blood of Jesus is what it is, is because of the owner. So we don't need the blood of Elijah, Emmanuel. Because it can't help. All the nyama that. Oga? Yes. I say yes. Yes. Those meat your father used to be. You know the shop? You don't shop mumu meat finish. Meat they offer to idols, you shop. And you think you are saying, no, you want to die for me. Ah, no, it's Harry, you will die. It's Harry. So, even if you offer yourself now, you are not qualified. Because the owner of the blood is important. Even after grading the owner of the blood we talk about, the blood of Christ, which is God Himself. Even when we come to humanity, as I explained, the words of shedding of, remember, when you kill this person, you see, the words of the shedding of this blood might not be the same with this and this, depending on many things. Some of them I've already explained. Is it not true? There is a reason why Satan is struggling to kill Jesus. It's not Peter. It's not John. Because he knows that if he kills Peter, if he kills Jesus, that's the most important blood to shed, and the whole thing will die off. Even though he is not that wise anyway. I will not explain too much, even though there is a lot to still say on this. Number two is the source. The source. I think you might need to read the scripture here. Show me that scripture. He, through the eternal spirit, offered himself. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. Let's see verse 13. For if the blood of bulls and of goats, see comparison. Are you with me? Do you know how to do Bible study? No culture. Do you know how to do Bible study? Do you know how? There is a way to do Bible study. When you look at this scripture now, you will see that the person that is talking is comparing two things. So for you to get benefit from this scripture, you have to maintain the comparison. The object is the blood. The thing. Like somebody is asking, who is richer between the two of us? So what we are talking about is not who is taller. It can be who is taller. It can be who is more fair. So if it's money, you can be. If it's fair, you are more fair than me and all that. But this time around, it is the blood. So we are comparing you and me. So this is what is happening now. For the blood of bulls and of goats, and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh.
And as we said yesterday, that the need of man and the impact of the fall was beyond the flesh. It also impacted our spirit. Is it not true? So it will mean that all this blood could do is to cover. The real work is needed to be done in the spirit, because the connection that man had with his maker and creator is spiritual. For God is a spirit, and they that worship him will do so in spirit and truth. That will mean that the connection we had with God is fundamentally spiritual. So the real death that man experienced was his disconnection with God, and that disconnection was in the spirit. And so when we are born again, there is in regeneration, as I've taught you people in regeneration, three major things happen when you got born again or regenerated. Number one is that your sins you are remitted. Number two is that you are justified. And more importantly, you were made alive. Just as we said, the person not born again is dead. What he meant by being made alive, if you want to be complete, made alive unto God. You used to be alive, but not unto God. But you are now alive unto God. That is what the scripture now said in the book of John. He said that, except a man be born again, he cannot see. That means perceive. His capacity to interact with God is not possible. Is dull. Is not activated until he is born again. Did you understand this one? So let's compare. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and, okay, purifying of the flesh, 14. How much more? Did you see what he said? He said, the blood of bulls can do this one. See, if he can do this one, if 1,000 can feed a family of 5, how many families can 10,000 feed? Are you seeing? How much more? If reading 1 hour can make a man pass his exam, get E, how much more will reading 24 hours do? Are you seeing the point? So the person said how much more, trying to emphasize the fact that even though we are trying to make a comparison, that there is no basis to compare. That the distance is so wide and the realm is not even this. There is no basis. The only reason why we try to compare is because they said this one is blood and this one is blood. Until we now search deep. And it is in the searching of the deep that we now found out the basis. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal, we now saw the difference. That there is no basis to compare, because this one is the blood of God. It's not even human blood itself. But this person offered through the eternal spirit. Watch. So when you offer through the eternal spirit, it will mean that the source of the blood is the spirit. Say after me, the spirit. I need you to also understand that when we say the blood of Jesus, we don't mean with what is the color of the blood of Jesus? How many of you have thought of it? Because this is, when I say this blood now, the only thing you are thinking is red color. Red color. Is it, what makes the blood red in color? Is it not hemoglobin? Let's assume there is no hemoglobin. Is it no more blood? Is hemoglobin that makes it blood? I mean, if you remove the color, that's what I mean. Are you getting the point? If you remove the color, it's no more blood, I mean. Some animals don't have red. Actually, the reason why I'm asking this is that I saw an animal that had a blood that is of a different color. What is the color of the blood of Jesus? Because what you are seeing is red. You are a carnal man. That's why Satan is winning you. So if you don't see red, you don't believe. Who through the eternal spirit offered himself. So when we say this blood of Jesus, we are not meaning, it's not red colored blood we are talking about. It is a spiritual substance that carries the life of God.
So what is important is that the blood, as I said, is a vehicle that carries the life of a being. We don't care the color. As I said yesterday, were you not in the teaching? Huh? The blood is a vehicle that carries life. So we are not interested in the color. If your own is green, Kachi, what is the color of your blood? He said his own is red. So the spirit is the source of the blood. The spirit is the source of the blood. As I taught you people yesterday, didn't I? I was teaching you people, but I used the doctrine of incarnation to teach you. I used the doctrine of incarnation to teach you, and I taught you that the child gets the basis, the building block of the blood is gotten from the father biologically. So whoever is your father is the building block. That's where you derive the building blocks of your blood. It will mean, as I said yesterday, that since Jesus was born by incarnation, there is no interference from the human race. It will mean that Joseph did not contribute anything, because had he been, he contributed, even if he's a good man, it will mean that Jesus would have been subject to the weaknesses and the original sin of man. There is an original sin that you sin without doing anything bad. Are you getting the point? So Mary asked the question, how can these things be? Said the Holy Ghost will overshadow you. Are you getting the point? So the Holy Spirit supplied supernaturally what a man would have supplied naturally. So that is why I told you people that if you want to, are you with me? That the efficacy of the blood, one, is the owner. Two is what?
The source.
So for the blood of Jesus, where is the source coming from? From a human? No. Are you getting the point? The Spirit of God will overshadow you. Number three, the state of that blood. The state of that blood. The state of that blood. If I am now, okay, I use you now. Okay, if I'm an armed robber, that I've stolen for long, killed people, did all kinds of things, my blood is not just that it's not worth much, it is worth much but negatively. Are you seeing it? It is worth much but negatively. Are you getting the point? Anybody that, watch you, this is how many people entered into trouble. Actually, this is the principle that makes how many of you used to be courteous before? Don't tell me. But I know there are one or two of you here. So I had a friend that used to be courteous. So he said that they used to share communion. And in the sharing of communion, they actually partake of the same blood. Somehow their blood is involved. And he said that once they share that communion, as they're sharing it, something spiritual comes upon them. Normal people will say, it's guys, we are just now. Once you finish, the thing comes and it makes them to behave in a certain way. Anything they say they want to do, all of them will do it. They will go and steal it before they go for oppression. You don't leave from your house, you leave from that meeting. Watch, that's not where I'm going. My point is this: when you partake of that blood, if there is an armed robber, a hardened armed criminal, that a spirit is traveling through their generation, if you partake of it, you are partaking of the possibilities of that man. That is why one of the most vulnerable places to find yourself is to be involved in immorality. Because when you get involved in immorality, it's beyond the act. It's about the fact that blood is shed. You share blood. When you sleep with somebody, you have shed blood. Is it not true?
sicknesses can be transmitted because blood is shed. In fact, sex is not complete until there is communion. It will mean that something has been shed. Something leaves this person, and then something leaves this person. Do you know what it means? Both physically, solically, and spiritually, something is always conveyed when sex is involved. That's why nobody remains the same that continues to be involved in immorality. Because, watch, if, let's assume somebody has the spirit of perversion. If you have intercourse with that person, it is beyond God say, I forgive you. If it's just that, we'll go just fly. It's about the fact that once you sleep, once you get involved with the person, it transfers some of the demon to you. So after some time, even when you want to stop, you cannot stop. Yes. Many of the people that got involved in homosexuality and lesbianism, do you know how they got? The people that brought them knew that naturally some of them didn't like it. They don't want to be involved. So some of them were children, 14, 12. Those men forced themselves on those children. And since that time, they couldn't stop. Why couldn't they stop? A spirit was transferred. And that spirit began to manipulate their desires and lust. So many of the people that are involved in this thing, they are interested in sleeping with as many people as possible. Because they know that they have capacity to transfer spirits. That is not just an act. There is an exchange. Why is everywhere quiet? This is what people don't know. There is a teaching I'm bringing. As a man, the greatest gift you will give your wife is your virginity. As a woman, that's the greatest gift. Forget what people are saying. They say, it doesn't mean, it means. A time is coming, God will find it hard to get a pure seed. Because majority of the people have slept with demons, have slept with fallen angels, and then they come and sleep with you. And what they got from them, they share with you. That's why you need to know the will of God in marriage. The will of God is not just somebody that is real. You don't know what these people are involved in. Sometimes God knows, and you look physically, you cannot find, even in character, you can't find the reason why God is saying no. But there are reasons that you don't know. These guys have been embedded with materials that is foreign, that is not human. Let me stop. There are people that God have forgiven them, but they are not qualified for certain assignments again. It is no more about sin, but because you have violated the requirements. The Bible said that the prophecy is that a virgin will be pregnant. So it's not because Mary is better than others, but in that state, the Bible says you are favored because you kept yourself. And I'm not even talking to ladies, I'm talking to guys. Why is everywhere quiet? This thing is the reality of the warfare of the last days. I will teach you people. The topic, the name will be as in the days of Noah. I will show you how that thing must happen. If the world must be judged, it must happen as in the days of Noah. There are seven things. And if you look well, many of them have started happening. They caught one guy and they held him by his genitals and they were parading him in this market. Did you see him? It was somebody that is now telling me that he wasn't mistaken, that the guy has been in the business for more than 10 years. That kind of person, is he a normal person? If he sleeps with you, you become, your life is totally shattered. Some people are carrying poverty, carrying all kinds of things. Some ladies have slept with Yahoo boys. They use them for sacrifice. You slept with them, they transfer some to you.
let me stop. When God says don't do something, it's not benefiting. There is some people don't know that it's always for your benefit that God said be sanctified and holy. What is God benefiting in what you are doing? It's all God by himself. If you catch HIV, I'm still here. I will pray for you. Now, whether God heal you or not, I'm not God. I will continue to pray. Huh? If they use you for sacrifice, now you know. I'll continue praying for you. Those kind of people, once they use you for that kind of thing, you will become something like a goat in the spirit. Yes. It's only the sisters that will understand what it means. To be a goat means that there is no training that will help that person. Those kind of people will come. You see all these things we are doing. Their heart can be changed. Their heart can be touched. They have retained a reprobacy inside of them. Say, Jesus, thank you for still touching my heart. You don't know the blessing it is. I know you have not become who you should be, but at least if they speak, it will touch you. There are people, you know, they touch them. So there are two major states the human blood or the person involved can sustain. One is innocence. Okay, it can be more. There can be guilt. But I'm just mostly focusing on the positive side. There can be innocence, there can be righteous. So you can shed an innocent blood, you can shed a righteous blood. Huh? So if they shed your blood now, they shed the blood of a righteous man. I believe you are innocent too. Your face looks innocent. Is it not true? Huh? You are innocent. The one I'm looking at you. If you see innocent people, you will know. In case you don't know, look at damsels. They can help you and identify innocent people. If you are a young man and you are innocent, they know them. Because there is a way they look naive. They don't know some things. They will come and call you, darling. And you will now be shaking. They say, oh boy, see me too. There are some people, some guys, if you call them that thing, you will not end well. Your story will not end well. Those damsels also know them. They don't call those. But if they call you like this, start carrying handbag. Carry their handbag. Start cleaning their shoe. They know some of you. And they will keep you at one side to be laboring for them. May the Lord deliver you in Jesus' name. My brothers, one day I will give you people 12 secrets that you don't know. The thing is age old, but it's still constant. It doesn't change. That's, by the way, I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about the blood. You know why? Part of the reason why we're teaching this. There are more and more sicknesses coming. And it has become obvious that God has called us to the season of warfare. We contend with principalities, powers, brutal spirits that don't have mercy. Huh? We want to know what is made for our preservation. What is made for our redemption. If Jesus redeemed us, is it just that he redeemed us from sin? Is it not that he also redeemed us from the power of Satan? Huh? That was the instruction that God gave Paul. He said, preaching this gospel so that they will be redeemed from the power of Satan. So Jesus also redeemed you from the power of Satan. What if we come here and some bandits come and start shooting us? I say if we meet, they will shoot us. Well, I know some of you will go anyway, but me, I won't go. Except Jesus told me not to. He said we should not come, we'll stop. Is it not possible they will shoot us and none of us will die? All of us, not just... Because if you say it's only me, they will say I'm a powerful man of God. Is it not possible they will shoot all of us and nobody will die? You don't know what you believe. What is God? I was in a car with a man of God. He said that one day they sent assassins to him at Aba. When the assassin, he entered, when the assassin brought out gun, he said, "I immobilize the gun in the name of Jesus." The gun refused to shoot. When the assassin noticed, they started begging. So all of you kneel down. Say after me, all of you kneel down. Sometimes you need the gift of faith to be activated so that the power of the blood will begin to work. Sometimes some of you go to warfare, you don't survive, you come back with a lot of injuries. Your revelation of the blood is diminished, it's too low, it's too weak. When you enter into warfare, they are not seeing you, they should be seeing the blood. You just appear in warfare, clothed in blood. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled. Actually, the garment is not the garment of the enemy. The garment is the garment of the warrior. So you appear in every warfare with garment completely what? Dipped and soaked in the blood. So there are two things you require: fire against the enemy and blood for covering. Because your garment is a garment of participation. Are you with me? So imagine somebody appearing in warfare without the revelation of the blood of Jesus. You'll be having many injuries. I'm telling you. When I say injuries, people will be looking at their body. They'll be wondering what is in. There are pastors that went for program and mighty miracles happened. And when they left with the spirit of lust. Is it not injury? You will not see it physically as in, but in the spirit, you will have to sustain injury for the spirit of lust to enter. It means you sustained injury. Anger came back. Greed came back. You went to warfare and sustained injury. Let us pray. Close your eyes. Make this declaration. The blood of Jesus have saved me from sin, from Satan. From sin, from Satan, and every power of the enemy. I am redeemed from the power of Satan, of witchcraft, of wizardry, of necromancy, of the powers of the heaven, of the powers of the water. I wear the garment soaked in the blood. I didn't hear you. I wear the garment soaked in the blood. I refuse to appear with my own identity. I appear with the identity of the Christ. I appear with the clothing of the blood. I activate my blood clothing now. Pray in tongues for the next 2 minutes. Activate. Activate. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood. Roll your own garment in the blood. Roll your own garment in the blood. Be clothed with the garment of blood. As you are praying now, somebody, something is leaving your body. Something is leaving your body. God is working now. If you have issues with your eyes, take your hand and put on your eyes now. In Jesus' mighty name. There is something I'm seeing now. I don't know if it's online or physically here.
there is somebody, as a result of the fact, will be trusting God to do adult dedication before we are through with this service. Something in you is telling you that you are supposed to be a priest to an idol, even though you are born again. The implication of that is that it seems as if the spirit comes to make claim that you should come and serve it. So sometimes, even in your dream, it will seem as if they are dragging you to somewhere. There is a guy I ministered to like that 6 years ago. Huh? You have that contention. It seems as if you are being forced to be involved in something. You are being forced and pushed. If you are here, I want to use this opportunity and help you if you will come out quickly. Quickly. If the person identifies online, tell us. You can kneel down. Let's pray for you. Stretch forth your hands and pray. Everybody be pray. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. The blood of the Lamb now. The blood of the Lamb now. There is one more person. That's what I'm hearing now. There is one more person. Hey. Pray. Pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Say after me, I am born of God. To serve God. And nothing else. And no one else. I am born of God. To serve God. And nothing else. And no one else. I am redeemed of the blood. From every power. From every agreement, from every covenant, in the name of Jesus. Say it again. I am redeemed. Spirit, soul, body, from every agreement, from every covenant, and every power. My life, my days, and everything about me is dedicated to Jesus. Is dedicated to Jesus. From today, I reject of every agreement, every assignment. The one I know and the one I don't know, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I nullify it. I am no more in agreement with it. From today, I am dedicated on the altar of God as a priest, that my days and everything I have is for God only and to serve Him only. In the name of Jesus Christ. And every speaking is silenced. Father, today we dedicate this one. We dedicate this one. We ask you to bear witness by your power. We ask you to bear witness by your power. Yes, there are people online. They should be following what we are saying. We ask you to bear witness by power. We ask you to bear witness by power. We ask you to bear witness by power. Let the hold of Satan now break. Let the hold break. Let the hold break. Let the hold break. Satan, you can hear what we said. The agreements by from the father, from the mother's side, altars speaking. The invocations from today. We make a demarcation by the blood of Jesus. We make a demarcation. We dedicate this one on the altar of Zion. We dedicate this one on the holy altar of God. There can't be two dedications. There can't be two demands on your life. Only the demand that God is making. And the people that are following us online, the same impact. There is no distance in the realm of the spirit. Now, the power of God will move now to enforce it. At the witness of the blood, the power of God moves to enforce, to enforce, to enforce. Let there be a proof from today. Satan will reach out to make an attempt, but the gulf will be too much for him to cross. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And by the power of the Holy Spirit, we enforce it. Holy Spirit, enforce. Through the eternal spirit, the blood was offered. And this one is dedicated by December. Through the eternal spirit, we dedicate. Satan loses his voice now. We dedicate. Satan loses his ground now. We dedicate. The life, the spirit, soul, the vessel, the days, the callings. Now! But test over! Pateka para tapas! Fateko barias! Fita kanesh! In the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God! Every violent and wicked spirit, now we disannul your work and your ministry. In the name of Jesus. There is somebody here, no matter how much you labor, if we do not enforce something here, you will not succeed. That's the last person I'm going to pray for. And you know that even if you are given 10 years, you will not do better than the people in your family are doing. You will not do better, so much better. The best you can do is to feed yourself. It is an altar speaking to limit you, and there are legalities and agreement around it. If you will come out, I don't have time. If you come out in 15 seconds, or the person is online, we'll pray for you under this anointing. How are you sure? Wait. Are you people sure? I will do interview now. Oh yeah, come, be fast. Every other person, pray for them quickly. You are not praying, you that is here, cry out. Oh God, why are you here? Go back to your seat. How did you know? What culture? Pray. Pray for 30 more seconds. Bakale bakash setele. Every other agreement is nullified by the blood of Jesus. By a superior covenant and life. In Jesus' name. You people in front, say after me in the name of Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood. Out of every failure and limitation. Out of every lack. Sponsored by any agreement, by any legality,
by any covenant, by any sacrifice, by any priesthood. By
Pata Kapas
Fitus. I disagree now with any agreement, whether I know or not, in the name of Jesus. My God, I reject every property of Satan, every alignment with demons, with my knowledge or not, by the blood. I rededicate my days, my future, my business, my ministry, my calling, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the blood. Nothing Satan has done, nothing any man has done, we'll be able to walk from today. It is reversed. It is reversed. My slate is cleaned. My God. Every record that he bears that is not of God is being wiped out by the blood. Is being wiped out by the blood. In the name of Jesus Christ. And let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power in the name of Jesus, we enforce this. Let the blood begin to work. Begin to work in their life, in their destiny. No matter what any man, any altar, any agreement has done before, has agreed, let there be a heavy shaking in the realm of the spirit. There will be a heavy shaking. Two of you, there will be a heavy shaking. A heavy shaking. As a sign, a heavy shaking. The blood cannot come in, and the powers of occultism can still hold you. Any one of you that the powers of occultism is holding is being broken now. In the name of Jesus. Even if you are tricked and deceived into agreeing with them, it is still nullified here. In the name of Jesus Christ. My God. I enforce
by power.
You see, it's coming on the two of you now. It's coming at the count of seven. Holy Ghost. Enforce. One. I see God working. Many of you will see an instant turnaround after now. Holy Ghost, enforce. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Now. We declare a new day. We declare a new day, a new start. Great possibilities. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.